As I make my journey from Selbyville back to Salisbury, Maryland, I can't help but wonder why I keep thinking about certain situations that Black Americans go through today compared to situations that happened during slavery times. And I'm gonna apologize for the wind, because I have the windows down. But some of the thoughts that keep, I don't want to say bothering me, but keep popping into my mind are how some Black men, the only thing that they can do, or do most often, I should say, are fight and fuck. And then we have some Black females that only like to have sex, or they have sex a lot and have babies by different people. Now, I'm not saying these things as downers, but me being the type of person I am, like I feel like I'm a very thoughtful person. I'm always thinking about a lot of different subjects, and just slavery and our ancestors have been popping in my mind for quite some time lately. So I just want to get these thoughts out of my head and on paper, so to speak. Granted, this is a podcast, it's not paper, but you get my gist. Now, with the Black males that have a knack for fighting and fucking, could this just be them doing things based off of traits that were passed down from generation to generation? What I mean by this is, I'm going to use the movie Django as a source, or as something that you could connect with and kind of understand where I'm coming from. Now, in a few scenes of Django, we've seen Black slave men fighting for either their freedom or fighting to keep living another day. And then, although this was not shown in the movie, in a scene with Kerry Washington as Broomhilda, when she tried to run away, they placed her in a room by herself. The only thing that was there that was prominent to me was a bed. And Samuel L. Jackson as the house Negro called her a comfort girl. Now, in modern day, I'm not just going to say Black women, because every race of women does this, but we have escorts, or we have prostitutes, or we have women that sell their pussy for money. I mean, some women just fuck because they love to fuck. But could it just be that these women are enacting things that our ancestors did when we were slaves? Broomhilda, or Kerry Washington as Broomhilda, was a comfort girl. And when she wasn't providing comfort to the men, or these Mandingo warriors, or these Mandingo fighters, she was in the house preparing the table and helping the cooks with whatever they needed in the kitchen. I'm not saying this to say that all we're good for is to take care of someone else's home and provide our bodies for someone's sexual gratification. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it's kind of like I'm putting two to two together. Or at least in my mind, this is what makes sense. Could it be that our modern day women, especially our modern day Black women, they're doing things that they do out of habit, and not because this is the only thing that they have to do? I'm not going to say that women just don't fuck for money because that's not what they want to do, or that is what they want to do. But we do have some instances where women find tricks and they get broken off by providing a service. At the end of the day, as a grown woman, do whatever you need to do, boo. Secure your bag by however means you see fit. But for some women, I do feel like them having sex excessively is because it is a gene or a trait that was passed down from generation to generation.